the Country Station Goober 95.1. Good morning and welcome to the Get the Scoop radio show. It's 5 a.m. right here in the Studo Financial Studios, and my name is Chris Schalk. I serve as Barron County's Extension Agent for Agriculture, and I've got Warren County's Extension Agent for Horticulture, Kristen Hildebrand, right here alongside Rip Roarin and ready to go.
That's right. That's right. And we've had a good week, really.
We've had a good week. We've talked a lot about gardening, and I'll be honest, Kristen, I mean, what you've talked about as far as, you know, things in the garden, soils and cover crop and soil health and that kind of stuff, that as 100% goes for agronomic crops as well.
Yeah, okay? It totally can be applied all across the board.
And so it doesn't matter if you are conducting agriculture in a 5-gallon bucket or a 5,000-acre operation, which you've talked about this week, including today, really is, goes
beneficial.
Yeah, there
yeah.
you go.
Yeah.
Struggling over here. All right. So anyway, so today we're going to talk about everybody's favorite topic, or at least an extension agent's favorite topic, and that's soil testing. And you're going to kind of focus in on those horticultural crops. But listen, folks, a lot of generalization. Okay, soil test. Really, a soil test is a soil test. Okay, all right. So, but what areas can you test for horticulture?
Yeah, I think a lot of times people think their vegetable gardens are the only kind of horticultural crop they
right.
can test for. And there's also a lot of other areas that you can test for that's just around your home. So your lawn is one area right now that's a really good time to collect those soil samples and bring in, because seeding right now is a really good time to be carrying out those things for your home lawn. And so if you're wanting, guys, I'm kind of picking on you at the moment that are listening right now to get the scoop, because lawns seem to be what a lot of the gentlemen in families like to have, a nice green lush looking yard. So the first way to do that is to obtain a soil test. And for the lawn and turf grass areas, if you have an established lawn, generally you want to sample those areas about the top 2 inches of soil. And if it's for a new area, then you can go a little bit deeper, usually within the 2 to 4 inch range. So the top 4 inches can be beneficial if you're trying to establish a new yard. So if you have a new home, trying to get a better establishment on an actual yard, then you would actually want to go deeper, so about 4 inches. So that's one area, Chris, that is really good to concentrate on if that's an interest of you. So if it's okay, Chris, I'll just kind of run through some of the things for the lawn and turf grass area.
Right, right. Because we do recommend fall fertilization for lawn and turf grass.
Yeah, we do. And so a lot of times people will want to do that in the spring of the year, and it's not really the best time to apply it. So generally,
it's not good for you'll mow yourself to death, and it's not good for the health of the grass.
Exactly. So fall fertilization is the best. So you want to start with your soil test in order to know how much to apply. So again, we want to make sure you start with the soil test. So again, for established yards, you want to sample about the top 2 inches of soil. You can collect a soil probe if you want to come into the extension office. I know several people lend them out kind of on a lending type system. Whenever you bring in your soil test, we'll ask for it back. But you can also use a garden trowel or a spade, something that's easy for you to handle. Make sure when you're doing these, especially for lawn and turf grass, because there's not a lot of soil there, make sure you don't have any grass clippings in it or any roots or thatch when you bring in the sample. But generally you want to do this about collect soil in 5 to 10 different areas of your yard or in your lawn area, and then you mix it up in a nice clean bucket. And we need at least 2 cups to a pint of soil. And again, we want it at random in those different areas to make sure we get a full representation of that area. Sometimes what people do here, because their yards are so large, they'll actually sample the front and backyard separately. So if you want to do one sample just for the front yard and then do another soil test for the backyard, that's completely fine. And make sure for those lawn samples to try to avoid sampling under the drip lines of trees, because most of the time your front yard is going to have more public view. So it may have a few trees, but not quite as much as what the backyard does, because that's more of your recreational area. So, like I said, right now is a good time to do a soil test for your yard. And if you have any questions, other questions related to that, you can always give us a call. But home vegetable gardens, Chris, that's a little bit different. We want you to sample about the top 6 to 12 inches. Again, collect it in 5 to 10 different areas. Make sure it's mixed up in a clean bucket really well. And then you can bring it into the local extension office in your area.
All right. If you've got any questions about turf or garden sampling, give us a call at the extension office. Kristen, we appreciate that. Folks, we invite you back here each and every weekday morning at 5 a.m. for more Get the Scoop. Brought to you by our good friends over at Hobdy Dine Reed and our friends down at Farmers Regional Livestock Market. Get your scoop right here on Goober 95.1.